This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly, our Friday home until football season starts. Chickies today presents Crab Fries for Heroes. It's National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. So get to your local Chickies. If it's not this one, get some Crab Fries today. It's 4:30 on Friday, Ike. And 4:30 on Friday is when we award the belt.
The boss, the chief, the top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Oh, that's right. Who has the belt? Well, having the belt coming into today was Hugh Douglas. He got a bonus week because last Friday was July 4th and we were off. Hugh Douglas was awarded the belt when he asked to see Cooper DeJean's DMs, which was a very strong thing.
Yeah.
So the belt is awarded to the WIP employee who essentially came the strongest that week. Had the biggest take, whatever it is.
Perform the best sometimes in a big pressure situation.
Perform the best in a pressure situation. So first I can tell you, Hugh Douglas no longer holds the belt.
Okay.
I mean, he did have to prop up TK all week.
He did.
You know?
He did.
Like, that's a
did they play the TK song this week?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, Kyle, they missed that on a chance.
Well, because Kyle Quinn was off the week that we broke the TK song, you know, thing.
So maybe he didn't,
maybe
know
didn't even know about it.
So the question is, who took the belt from Hugh Douglas? I can tell you it is a member of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yep.
The new holder of the belt is Ike Reese. Ike Reese has been injured all week.
Oh, how about that?
Has been hobbling around essentially on one leg. You got a grapefruit knee there. And has it hampered his performance on the WIP Afternoon Show? The answer's no. Look, playing injured is something that we, especially on the WIP Afternoon Show, we take a lot of pride in.
Yep.
And while Jack Fritz did strike out Joe DeCamara.
Five times
out of eight at-bats. Going into vacation week, the holder of the belt for his injured performance is Ike Reese. Ike, what do you have to say?
First of all, I got to thank God.
Yes.
Always.
Yep.
T's and P's.
I want to thank my family.
Yep.
Stuck with me through all this, through thick and thin.
Yep.
Somebody had to wait on me hand and foot this week. Appreciate that from the family. You know, I got to thank my two co-hosts here.
Yep.
You know, you guys just trucked along during the week. Never batted an eye. Never said to me, You want to take a day off?
No, we
don't
did,
need
we
to come
did not.
You
no,
know, you guys no, pretty much just no. acted as if nothing happened all week.
Yeah, in fact, I've made fun of you most of the week.
Yeah. That is a good point.
And you haven't killed me yet.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that from you guys.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, even though I know I'm a multiple recipient of this award.
It's your first time?
Nope. It's not my first time. I stole it from Elliot on the day this award was given.
Yes.
So I've won this so infrequently. I do remember the last time I actually won it, which is the first time.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you to all the listeners out there. Thank you for putting up with me this week. It has not been easy. Quite frankly, I've been on pain medicine all week. Don't know what the hell I've said through most of these shows. But I haven't gotten us kicked off the air, so everything's okay.
Congratulations, Ike. Well earned. Well earned.
Thank you.
Jack, your thoughts to Ike getting the belt this week?
Oh, incredibly disappointing. Of course, more clickbait from the committee.
What?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
There's nothing to click.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a takedown. It was a reestablishing the new world order of WIP with what happened on Wednesday.
You just did what you were supposed to do.
I know, let's be honest. It wasn't that impressive.
Yeah.
Like it was impressive. I don't know. It was fine. I just went out and did a job.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
But only one person can have the belt. So Ike takes it from his former teammate and current teammate in two different capacities, Hugh Douglas. It was a good run for Ike, or for Hugh, rather, a 2 week.
Yeah.
And Ike, you will have it for 2 weeks no matter what you do next week.
Thank you.
Because we don't have it next week. There's no belt next week. So
on vacation with that knee.
Yep. Congratulations, Ike Reese, the holder of the WIP Afternoon Show belt. Let's talk a little Phils with our guy.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So Chris Sanchez is getting screwed.
Oh, he's definitely getting screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is... Okay, go ahead. Say why he's being screwed.
So David Peterson, who admittedly is on my fantasy team, so I'm very impressed with David Peterson, is...
He's not on... He's on my fantasy.
He's on my fantasy. Well, I manage four leagues. Oh, Spike, okay. Like, this is...
All right.
It's a lot. I mean, to raise two kids,
okay,
be on this show, and then manage four fantasy baseball teams...
It's a lot of work.
It's a mental grind.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mental sweats in my house.
Yeah.
So, David Peterson makes the All-Star game over Chris Sanchez.
Ridiculous.
And the theory is, well, Sanchez is pitching Sunday, so he's not going to be in the All-Star game anyway, so they're going to remove him anyway. But that shouldn't matter. I mean, he's already been paid, so now it's not a lot of money. But at the same time, like, it's going to be brought up when they go to the negotiating table, and he's not going to have an All-Star appearance, even though he deserves an All-Star appearance because of the day he pitches for his real team.
They should have just named Sanchez, taken him off the team, and then put Peterson on.
And then put Peterson on.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
David Peterson has been good this year. He's been the best pitcher.
What?
It makes no sense.
Well, at least he gets the All-Star team on his resume.
He can say he's a two-time All-Star. Now he doesn't get the All-Star appearance because of he happens to pitch on Sunday, and they know he can't pitch in the game anyway.
So you got to give me an example of where they've done this with someone else.
Well, I don't know. But it's happening here.
It does not make sense.
Well, then what I would say is then there's – he deserved it over David Peterson. Like, every one of his numbers is better than David Peterson.
I agree. Yeah. My only point is that if he's pitching Sunday, he was never going to be in the All-Star game.
But he can still name him an All-Star and then just take him off. Because he deserves to be an All-Star to get the recognition and help with his future contract, future earnings. It's collusion.
That's not what collusion
is. Nope. Sorry, I was putting on my Spike reporting cap.
Yeah, we've said collusion too many times on the show. Jack still doesn't know what it is.
Yes, he's got to figure it out. Would have been nice, but did not even realize you said it would have been his second All-Star appearance.
He was in last year's game, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in last year's game?
Yeah.
I mean, what's he making?
Oh, so they put him, Strom, and Hoffman?
Him, Strom, Hoffman, the whole infield started the game. Stott didn't. So it was a Turner, Bohm, and Harper, and then Wheeler.
That's right, because we sent the most All-Stars ever
to
the Phillies.
Actually, now that you say it, what a disaster the end of last season was.
I know.
I mean,
when you realize they had that many All-Stars.
And Bohm was in the home run derby.
Oh.
And he actually showed out.
I bet money on Bohmer that night.
Yep.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. He got to the finals, right?
He did.
Who did he lose to?
He lost to...
not Alonso.
No, he lost to from the Dodgers.
Oh, Teoscar Hernandez.
Yes,
you're right.
Teoscar Hernandez, yes.
Yeah. Watch that in Canada. So I actually been thinking about Chris Sanchez. What is like what is his like Philly sports comp? Like if you go to other teams, because he's been really good. Does it feel like he gets, and not even just this year? He's really good last year. I mean, again, he made the All-Star game. He's good for the half. But
it's Devontae.
It's a little Devontae.
But Devontae gets more credit than Sanchez does, I think, but probably just because he's on the Eagles. But I think from a skill standpoint, now he's not a high draft pick like Devontae, of course.
Uh-huh.
But I think from a performance perspective, Devontae is overshadowed by A.J. Brown. And just like Chris Sanchez is overshadowed by Zach Wheeler, we say Devontae could be a number one on another team, just like Chris Sanchez could be a number one on another team. I think Devontae is probably a good comp for Chris Sanchez.
Yeah, but Devontae's more known around the league, though. Like, it feels like Sanchez doesn't have the.
And what is Sanchez making? $9 million?
Yeah,
$8 million?
$8-9 million.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like $24 million over the course of the deal.
Wow.
So it's like nothing.
Yeah.
But it feels like around the league, he never gets talked about.
Yeah.
Two straight years, he's posted. He's got an ERA in the mid 2.6, I think. Right.
Passes the eye test, by
Passes
the way.
Passes the eye test.
Yeah.
And
he's only getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, from where he went from, which was like a random bullpen guy that could just never throw strikes, to what he's turned into.
You know what he needs? Postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he only has one start in the postseason.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good in that Mets start, but it wasn't like a dominating effort.
Yeah.
No. It's got to be a dominating effort in a series they win.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, it can't just be, you know, he went six innings and one run against the Mets and they lost in four games or whatever
right.
it is. He needs that too. But he is great. Like he's a number one kind of pitcher, you know.
And for those keeping track at home,
and by the way, people were saying that Peterson shouldn't have made it over Ranger. Ranger hasn't pitched the whole year. Like,
yeah,
I would
12 starts.
Yeah, I would put Peterson over Ranger just because he's been there the entire season and Ranger has not.
I understand why Ranger didn't make the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Now he can still win the Cy Young. Sanchez and Ranger have about the same Cy Young odds. They're right next to each other.
I would put my money on Sanchez over Ranger because just because
Ranger's odds are going up like that.
Uh-oh.
What? No, I got him at plus 6,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the one that's the most important is that Zach Wheeler is now the favorite to win Cy Young.
Yes.
Over that fraud five-inning pitcher, Paul Skeens.
But I also bet on all three of them.
I'm sure you did.
Meaning all three Phillies pitchers.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yeah. Did you already lose money on Lizardo? We're losing that one?
Nah, I did not jump on Lizardo.
Good.
Yeah, always waiting for him to sort of fall back to the pack.
Yep.
Yeah, which he has. He's bounced around. Not consistent. Very good when he's good. Very bad when he's bad.
Not bad for a fourth starter.
Not bad.
Carlos Estevez, Spike's favorite pitcher, an all-star.
Shocking.
Well, he was good last season, too. He's a regular season pitcher.
Postseason where it's falling apart.
Well, I mean, like... I just, like, his stuff does not pass the eye test at all. And, like, congrats to him, by the way, because he has been much better during the regular season these last 2 years than he has previously. His control has been way better. His walk rate is way down. He throws strikes, which I think, you know, by the way, we could if we had another bullpen arm that just consistently threw strikes and didn't hang slide.
Sam, we could use him?
During the regular season, I wouldn't mind having him. My problem with Estevez was not adding him to the roster last year. It was they traded too much for him, and he was their big, you know, guy
yeah,
who they got.
Move, yeah.
And I just not what they needed, I don't think.
So how's this for a blind resume for a trade target for the Phils?
Okay.
So this is a bullpen arm.
Okay.
How would this sound?
Oh, boy.
3.13 ERA, 37 innings pitched, 51 strikeouts in 37 innings. Overall in the year. Would that be someone you'd be semi-interested in?
Well, you either didn't give up the hits and the walks over 37 innings.
Well, his whip is like 1.2.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, 1.2.
Well, I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Sir Anthony.
Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Yeah.
Sir Anthony!
Come on. Bring him home.
Yeah.
Bring him home. He's still, Sir Anthony, for as shaky as he could be, he had some – you want to talk about postseason moments. He had some postseason moments for the Phillies.
He could be – they need two guys. Could be the other guy.
Well, he's the – if they wanted to make the two-for-one trade or the – get two guys from the same team, which is with Dombrowski, the Dombrowski special. He does that at the deadline. He just shops for the same team. You know, Angels a couple years ago, Rangers a couple
just
years ago.
Just wants to shop efficiently.
Yeah.
Wants to get it all from the same store.
Yeah, like, just like you.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yep.
Narrow your choices down.
Yep.
I know people talked a lot about, you know, Bednar and Dennis Santana. But with the Orioles, Sir Anthony and Felix Bautista is the two that would be pretty disgusting.
Here's what I'm saying. Dave Dombrowski, whatever it is you're going to do, it needs to be with an effort to win the World Series this year.
Yes, I agree.
Like, this idea that we can just let this year go.
With this starting pitch.
Yeah, and somehow we're going to be back here next year or getting the World Series next year or the year after. I just don't feel that. I feel like we've actually been given another chance when the window is briefly still ajar. I thought the window shut after last year.
Yes, sir.
But it's ajar. It's there.
Yep.
You got to do something with
this. Give another lease on life.
Got to do something with this year.
The fact that they are still in first place after not having Bryce for a month and having a so-so Bryce before that is a testament to how good the starting pitching
and
is.
And with no Nola. No Nola.
And, well, let me ask you both. Are you willing to trade Andrew Painter to make that happen?
For the right player, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm open to it. I got enough young pitchers. Listen, they've been doing a decent job drafting. I know the draft is Sunday.
Yep.
I don't go draft a pitcher. No?
I don't think they're going to draft a pitcher.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's available or what's out there. All I'm saying is replenish the talent.
Well, they've drafted a lot of high school guys. Are they going to keep drafting high school guys?
I like college guys.
Nah. So
then you're waiting 4 years for those guys most times, unless they are.
Well, yeah, but like the theory is you draft high school guys at that point because in 3 years when it's their draft year, they would have gone like top 10.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
It,
so
got
like
got
when you're picking late in the first round, you're kind of taking lottery tickets.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like most college guys by that point just they don't have the same kind of upside that a high school guy is.
Okay. Yeah. And that's why, you know, scouts and all this, that's all they do is live off upside.
Yeah.
That's what they live off of, upside.
Yep.
Yeah,
but we never get those guys.
When's
the last high school player we had that's come up and been anything significant?
Well, they're coming. They are. Abel's coming. Painter,
Crawford. Abel's coming. We're ready to trade him
now.
Well,
he's probably going to get traded. Dude, his trade value's fine. Shoved last night.
All I want is I understand they had
to figure out this high school guy that we've been waiting on. When's the last time we had a high school guy?
There's a Calvary coming.
All right. I'm going to complain a little bit here.
That's a shocker.
Interesting.
Well, I understand they had to rebuild the whole minor league system, and you want a lot of guys. Could you give me one guy who comes up here, and everybody around the league is like, wow, look at that guy. Like, the Nationals, for all of their failures, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto.
Yeah, they drafted a lot of great players.
Who's the starting pitcher?
Steven
Strasburg. Like, could you give...
Well, they were 1-1, though.
What's that?
Well, yeah, they were 1-1.
Number one overall pick.
Wait, but I don't care. We spent our number one overall pick on Mickey Moniak.
Well, it's not their fault.
No, it's true.
It's not whose fault.
Well, there wasn't a Strasburg or Harper in the draft.
Well, but see, there we go. But they still had their choice of every guy.
Every player in the draft.
Like, I want one guy who's... And you guys kept telling me it was Painter. I want one guy. And meanwhile, I'm looking around.
You guys are telling me.
Well, I'm looking around the league, and I just see all these young pitchers that are striking out 15 guys a game. And meanwhile, Andrew Painter is in AAA with a 5 ERA, giving up three home runs in one game.
He's 2 years younger than those guys.
Okay, well, I want one guy.
he's coming.
Give me a 19-year-old who comes up into the big leagues, and everybody's like, holy hell, where do they get? And by the way, the Nationals now have James Wood.
Who they traded for.
But they still have him, and they got him when he was 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Come on.
High school guy.
Grow up. Give me a star. Aiden Miller's going to get up here. He's going to hit 268 with 17 over on.
That ain't bad.
It's another
valuable player.
It's another stat.
258.
Give me a star.
They're coming.
Okay.
What was Paul Skeens high school?
No, he's college.
It's college?
Yeah.
How'd he turn out?
Well, he's 1-1. Well, what do you want him to do?
It's not like you hate all college players.
I don't. No. I just, when you're top of the draft, if there's a college guy, I'm fine. It's okay. Just like for a chance at a star, I would just take a high school guy late in the draft. Yeah. Because the college guys are mostly maxed out.
How are they maxed out at 21 years old?
Yeah, just trust me. I don't know.
Give me a maxed out Paul Skeens.
They're not picking number one. You can't say get Paul
Skeens. They did pick number one. They took Mickey Mantle.
That's not their fault. The draft sucked.
When did we take that kid? Who was the kid that never played up here? The outfielder.
Wait, Hazley was up here for a second.
Corey somebody.
Oh, Cornelius Randolph?
Yeah, Corey. Whatever happened to him?
Horrible. I mean, he was the 10th overall pick. Yeah. That was the old Sky.
I remember the first time I saw Juan Soto, and the guy was hitting bombs. I was like, right. Where the hell does this team get these guys?
Exactly.
It's international signing.
Well, let's just sign international guys.
They're working on it. Arun Escobar is Acuna's
coming. Oh, thank God.
Oh, but everyone's trade every prospect. You never let them develop.
We did let them develop. This Scott, and boom.
But there's your college guys.
Hold on, Nolan's. That was a good pick.
Yeah,
it was fine.
He was supposed to be a three. It ended up being better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we heard Pete.
Oh yes. One of the most underrated quotes the last 10 years.
Yeah, Pete Mackanin.
What did he say?
He said Nolan was a three.
Yeah, as he's like the best pitcher on the staff.
Oh really?
Yeah, he probably profiles to be a three. This is the number one prospect in the system.
All right, yeah. Jack, you have anything else?
The draft is on Sunday, by the way. Two names to look for, Sean Gamble and Josh Hammond.
Are they high schoolers?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. I told you, that's all they pick here.
I don't look at any college players.
What position?
Gamble's like a second baseman, outfielder type, and then Hammond is a shortstop.
Are we ever going to draft somebody?
Actually, third baseman.
Good.
Good, or hits for power?
Yeah, we don't.
Where's our Ryan Howard at?
I drafted him in the 5th round.
Okay.
So, but I was told you needed the number one overall pick.
Exactly. To get Paul Skeens, yeah. You can't just say get Paul Skeens at 27. That's not how it works.
Your worm is out of control.
You're turning into the camera. Why did they just draft Tariq Skubal the year they drafted third overall when he was drafted the 9th round? You know, you got to find draft talent all through.
I just want one guy who is a mind blower, who everybody is jealous of.
Painter is coming soon.
His ERA is 5.
I don't care.
Where this guy on the Brewers now, who is striking out every player, did he come from?
He came from college.
Okay. Well, then they should
take
a college guy.
He's 3 years older than him.
But okay.
So take a college guy.
Yes.
In the middle round, sure. Could you go for high upside?
What round? What round was the Brewers guy taking him?
I think he was like second or third.
Okay, so we don't need the number one overall pick. I was just like, this is out of. There's like 30 rounds
Chase
in the baseball
Burns
draft.
Was the number fifth overall pick. Yeah, I mean, come on, walk with me here.
I don't want to walk with you anymore. I don't trust you anymore.
Sean Gamble.
You and your damn
Josh Hammond.
Prospects.
Yeah.
Love them.
Get them out of here. Give me somebody good.
Yeah. Now, yes. Don't let them come up, but also get me a stud.
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which one here? Who is being more disrespected in off-season rankings, Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni? Jalen Hurts.
Definitely Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. At 71 point, well, you do not even believe that.
No, I said Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
But I knew the fans.
Yeah, 71.1% Jalen Hurts. Who is most likely to be Superman in Philadelphia? Jalen Hurts or anybody? Of course, Jalen Hurts. Who is the smartest guy in Philadelphia? Jalen Hurts. Who's the tallest guy? It's definitely Jalen. No, I saw it. It's Jalen. Jalen's the tallest. Who's the strongest? It's Jalen. Who's the best looking? Jalen. Best reader, best at math. Jalen, check. Jack, sorry. What's coming up in the top 5 to 5?
So it's a Stock Watch Friday?
Yeah, Stock Watch.
Buying or selling stock in WIP personnel.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. Another shot at his coworkers.
Yep. Would never.
Yep.
Would never.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.